This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India will host the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting on the 14th and 15th of this month. The meeting will be chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Twandhir Jaiswal said, during the meeting, the foreign ministers of BRICS member countries will exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest.
On the 14th and 15th of this month, the BRICS foreign ministers meeting is being held, which we are chairing. The Prime Minister's first stop will be the United Arab Emirates. Apart from that, the other four countries to be visited are Norway, Sweden, Italy and Netherlands.
Speaking about India's relations with Nepal, Mr. Jaiswal said, both sides are now working closely to further deepen the partnership. Talking about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to UAE, Mr. Jaiswal said that during the visit, there will be talks on energy security. He added that there will also be talks on increasing trade and investment between the two countries. On Mr. Modi's visit to Norway, Sweden, Italy and the Netherlands, Mr. Jaiswal said that these countries are also the centres for innovation and clean energy technologies, and discussions on these matters will be held during the Prime Minister's visit. Replying to question on reports regarding China's support to Pakistan during Operation Sindoor, Mr. Jaiswal said that these reports corroborate what was known earlier. He said that Operation Sindoor was a precise, targeted and calibrated response to the terrorist attacks in Pahalgam aimed at destroying state-sponsored terrorist infrastructure operating out of Pakistan and at its behest. Mr. Jaiswal said that as per India's neighbourhood first policy, New Delhi continues to support these countries with energy supplies. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that India is capable of strengthening itself against all obstacles, be it economic, technological or geopolitical. Speaking at the CII Annual Business Summit 2026 on next-gen labour reforms, driving industry growth and job creation in New Delhi, he said, the country currently has sufficient foreign exchange reserves to cover nearly 11 months of imports, placing the country in a very strong position globally. Speaking at the summit, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan stressed the need for a skill-based education system and said a strong credit system must be developed under the National Education Policy. Meanwhile, Niti Aayog member Rajiv Gauba said, in order to establish the structural foundation for India's future economy, the government has enhanced our connectivity via PM Gati Shakti, broadened highways and developed the Vande Bharat rail network. He added that the country must seize this moment to ensure India remains on this trajectory of bright and resilient growth. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has registered a case in connection with an alleged paper leak in the conduct of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026. The agency has registered the case based on a written complaint received from Department of Higher Education, Ministry of Education. The government today said those who are involved in the alleged NEET UG paper leak incident will be nabbed and jailed so that the future of students are not adversely impacted. Addressing a press conference on NEET exam cancellation in New Delhi, DG National Testing Agency Abhishek Singh said that the agency will refund the amount of NEET UG examination fees to students. He said NTA will conduct a re-exam for students and it will be done in a fair manner and no additional fee will be charged for the re-exam. Chief Justice of India Surya Kant has announced to constitute a high-powered committee headed by Supreme Court Justice Arvind Kumar to prepare a blueprint for the modernization of courts across the country and secure a government allocation of 40 to 50,000 crore rupees for the purpose. The Judicial Infrastructure Advisory Committee will address infrastructural deficiencies in courts. Department of School Education and Literacy Secretary Sanjay Kumar has said that NCERT and CBSE have jointly introduced a new curriculum on computational thinking and artificial intelligence for students from class 3 to 8. Speaking on the initiative, Mr. Kumar said the curriculum has already been rolled out. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Ahmedabad today at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.